Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the wildest innovations in AI, one API at a time. I'm Alex, your resident API wrangler and professional explainer of things.
And I'm Jamie, the curious sidekick who asks the wait what questions so you don't have to. Alex, I have to say my inbox has never been more full of buzzwords. This week it's all about Microsoft WorkIQ APIs. What exactly are we working with here? Is it going to make my calendar finally understand I don't want meetings at 7 a.m.?
Honestly, I wish, but we're getting closer. So, big news. On June 16th, Microsoft made its WorkIQ APIs generally available. In plain English, that means developers can now plug into the same intelligence layer that powers Microsoft 365 Copilot, think Outlook, Teams, SharePoint, without jumping through 37 different API hoops.
So instead of copy-pasting data from one place to another and praying something doesn't break, there's, like, a magic layer that just gets it?
Exactly. Imagine if instead of digging through raw data, your AI agent could just ask for the stuff I need to know to help Jamie reschedule her meetings and send follow-ups, and the system hands it all over. Context, actions, the works.
Okay, you had me at less copy-pasting. But what actually makes up this WorkIQ API? Is it just one big endpoint, or?
Great question. It's actually four domains: chat, context, tools, and workspaces. Each one fits a different agent need.
All right, let's break those down. Like a four-course meal for hungry AI agents.
Love that analogy. This is basically programmatic access to Microsoft 365 Copilot. If you want the same kind of answer Copilot would give, with citations and all, that's chat.
So if my agent wants to sound smart at a meeting, it just calls chat?
Pretty much. Next is context. This one's for when you want raw grounding information, the stuff Copilot would use to answer a question, but pre-synthesized so your own agent model can reason over it.
So chat is like asking Copilot, what's the answer? And context is like saying, give me all the notes and sources so I can figure it out myself.
Nailed it. Then there's tools. This is where things get spicy. Instead of hundreds of tiny specific actions, Microsoft collapsed everything into just 10 generic tools. These cover things like sending emails, scheduling meetings, or uploading files.
Wait, only 10? I've seen my IT guy's flowcharts. There are way more things going on.
Right? But that's the magic. They use something called the Model Context Protocol, MCP for short, which lets agents progressively pull in detail only when they need it. So instead of the agent memorizing 200 commands, it just knows fetch, create, update, and learns the rest as it goes. Less code, fewer tokens, less why is this schema so weird at 2 a.m.
That's my favorite time to realize things are broken. So what about the last domain, workspaces?
Workspaces are like a digital desk drawer for agents. It's where they keep memory, files, and intermediate state. So if your agent is working on a long-running task, it has somewhere to stash stuff between steps. Super helpful for, say, Copilot Cowork or the new Microsoft Scout agents.
I need a workspace for my brain, honestly. But let's get nerdy for a second. How is this different from the old Microsoft Graph API?
Ah, the million-dollar question. Graph is the classic API. You want a list of emails, you enumerate emails, you want calendar events, you get calendar events. It's powerful, but you're stitching everything together yourself.
Like assembling IKEA furniture with 50 extra screws and no instructions?
Exactly. WorkIQ sits on top of Graph. It adds orchestration and context. It remembers user and agent activity, understands permissions in real time, and gives agents pre-packaged, permission-trimmed context. So instead of building the bookshelf from scratch, it just shows up assembled.
So use Graph when you want raw parts, use WorkIQ when you want the finished desk?
That's a perfect analogy. They're complementary, not competitors.
Got it. Now, you mentioned this thing is fast. What's the performance story?
Microsoft claims, in their own testing, WorkIQ APIs are twice as fast as traditional APIs and use 80 fewer tokens and code harnesses. Also, the average data footprint in a Fortune 500 company is over 600 terabytes. So yeah, pretty beefy.
600 terabytes? That's like my downloads folder, but for an entire company.
And probably just as messy before WorkIQ came along. But important caveat, these are Microsoft's numbers from their own tests. Treat them as directional, not gospel.
Absolutely. Now let's talk money. How does pricing work? Is this going to bankrupt my AI side projects?
It's all consumption-based, billed in Copilot credits. Tools have a fixed cost. Chat and context are variable. Plus, there's a new dashboard in the Microsoft 365 Admin Center, so IT can keep an eye on spending, set limits, and avoid those surprise cloud bill moments.
Oh, the dashboard, my favorite place to panic at 3 a.m.
Been there, but seriously, it's designed to make AI spend more transparent. And you don't need a Copilot license to use the APIs. Third-party and custom agents are all billed by usage.
Okay, last thing. If someone wants to play with this, where do they start?
The public preview is on GitHub, github.com's Microsoft Work IQ. The endpoints and schemas are still evolving, so always check the latest docs. But the core idea, your agent connects via MCP, discovers the 10 generic tools, and can call chat, context, tools, or workspaces as needed.
So if you're building an agent that needs to understand and act on company knowledge, schedule meetings, send emails, maybe even tell your boss you're in a focus block, Work IQ is your new playground?
Exactly. And as more vendors bring agents online, this kind of context layer is going to be the norm, not the exception.
Love it. Okay, I'm off to build an agent that cancels all my meetings and blames it on organizational context.
Just don't blame me when your calendar's empty and your manager is confused.
That's a wrap for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, if your agent starts developing opinions about your work habits, maybe don't ask it for a performance review.
We'll catch you next time. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you've got questions or agent horror stories, send them our way.
Bye, everyone.
Take care.